Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, for all the working people, the people who have jobs, today is Friday. They're looking forward to the weekend. To most business people, well, it's just another day. Business is always on our mind. We're always thinking about it. It's what we do. It's a way of life. It's not a job. And interesting the way people phrase things, the way they put things. Have you ever noticed you walk up to someone and they say, "How are you? How are you doing?" And if you really tell them how you're doing, they may not want to hear it. "Oh, you can't believe what a day I had. You know, I went to work today. I had problems with my employees. I had a few sales that were just really challenging." No, they don't want to hear that. They just want you to say, "I'm fine." Or people will say, "How was your holiday?" It's just a polite conversation. It doesn't have a purpose. You know, the best thing to do is just acknowledge, "Yes, I had a nice holiday," and not really go into details, because if you go into details, the next time they see you, they might be going around the corner to avoid you. And in business, we have to understand that sometimes people do things also just because they're doing them. They're not really thinking about what they're doing. There's no strategy to it. There's no purpose to it. And people will always tell you, "You must write a business plan." Write a business plan, because people who fail to write a business plan. People who just succeed, they plan. But what does that mean, write a plan? What's the purpose? What's the reason? So before you even start writing a business plan, you have to say to yourself, "What is my objective here? What do I want to accomplish?" Now, I have got a clear picture of what I want to accomplish. How am I going to write that plan to make that accomplishment happen? What is my purpose? Not just sit down and write some illusionary numbers, some illusionary thoughts that aren't real. If you're going to write a marketing and sales plan, what is my purpose? What do I want to have happen? What do I want to get? How much volume do I want? What does that mean? How many sales is it? How many appointments? How many prospects? How many calls or letters or hits on my website to get that to get those appointments? What is your purpose? And that's always what you have to think about before you make any decision in business. That's got to be your mantra. That's got to be the first thought in your head. What do I want to do? I want to go after and sell this particular company, my product or services. Why am I going there? What do I have to offer them? I can't go in there and I can't go, "We have passion in our business. We're the best in our business." They do care about that, but they don't care about that. They care about what you're going to do for them. What's their purpose? Why would they buy from you? You need to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. You need to get down to the understanding of why we are doing things. And that's the reason that people actually put weight on, isn't it? And okay, I'm putting my hand up, guilty. Don't put that pumpkin pie in front of me. Don't put that cheesecake in front of me. I'm not going to eat one piece. And then, of course, you know, I want the whipped cream on top. I don't want the Cool Whip. I want the real stuff piled high. But that's not really the purpose of eating, is it? The purpose of eating is to nourish your body and survive. Yes, you want to enjoy it, but you're not thinking about, you know, "I'm going to this fast food restaurant. It's empty calories." I'm not thinking of the purpose of nutrition. If you are, you're not going. Maybe you'll go a couple times a year just because you enjoy it, but you'll eat food that's good for you. We need to make business decisions that are good for you. And to do that, we need to know what the purpose and what the reason for everything that we do. And when we do that, well, business just flourishes, life becomes easier. And then when you're talking about your business and someone politely says to you, "How's business?" you can have a big smile on your face and you can say, "Thanks for asking. We're doing really well." This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.